Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Brother Barris, in this cancel culture with All in the Family work now, I think people miss the point of All in the Family. It really was to highlight the fact that, and made a comedic attempt to highlight how people act like that. You know, it was supposed to be instructional. I don't think you could do it now. But you know what? I don't think
you could do Married with Children.
No, probably not.
Doesn't mean it wasn't great.
But so many, especially just a fat lady joke from Married with Children alone. Yeah, I guess you can't really do that.
So good.
Framber Valdez returns for your Astros tonight.
Yeah, baby. It's on. I've got low expectations. Game one, I expect it. I don't know that he'll. How many innings do you think he's got in him?
Well, he did, what, 4 1/3 minor league innings, which probably translates to 4 innings against a really good lineup.
That's my guess.
Yeah, I think if you just get 4 out of him.
Which means it's kind of a bullpen game.
Yeah.
Great.
But if he pitches into the fifth, I mean, I wouldn't hate that as long as he's being effective.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also, get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. Can text the show. You know the number for that. Watch us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. You missed the first 2 hours. Sports and Nazis.
That's it.
Pretty much.
That's it, Bubba.
And TV shows.
And Rude
States. And TV.
And Rude States. All right, we've covered a lot of ground today. See, this, I'm not going to do this because for me and Aaron, this would be like Barry's lawn talk. Somebody says, Fred, better ground attack aircraft, P-47 Thunderbolt or P-38 Lightning.
No.
Hey, the Thunderbolt could take a beating, man. And the Lightning was one of the few twin-engine fighters. Let's take a call before I have to stop. No more. George, what's up?
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
George. We're doing somewhat sports.
Somewhat sports. Well, this is kind of sports related.
Okay.
I know you probably were told it had to do with Germans in World War II, and it's true. But in response to, I believe it was the Olympics, where Jesse James made the Germans look bad.
Jesse Owens.
The Germans realized that, Jesse Owens, thank you, I'm sorry.
Jesse James did too, but that's a different
Germans
story.
Germans realized that the Americans were all hyped up on something. And so they came up, they started doing research, and that's how they came up with meth. So it is kind of sports related.
Well, I don't know that, you know, meth is necessarily directly related to sports, but yes. The question is, the Germans
decided they needed to come up with some sort of a enhancer, you know, for performance.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they utilized it during World War II.
And we have utilized, Americans have utilized it ever since. And I would say even more effectively than the Germans did. Right?
Yeah. But then, of course, the Americans were also using amphetamines and things like that themselves in World War II, because how could you fight the Germans for 3 days nonstop if you weren't doing something a little bit stronger than caffeine?
A 5-hour energy, that's what it was. There's lots of vitamins in it.
Yeah. A couple of like 17 Red Bulls or something, yeah. So
I did that in Vegas once, and anyway. I almost called an ambulance for myself. I was gonna check myself into the hospital for all those Red Bulls. Bad for America.
That is the worst feeling in the world when you overdo it with the sugar free Red Bulls and vodka in Vegas.
This was not sugar free Red Bull.
Oh, really?
This was full blown Red Bull.
Ooh.
And I was in real bad shape.
So that's condoms off Red Bull.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll mess
up. I was pretty sure I was done for.
But you know what?
I said, you know what? I've had a good run.
Yeah.
That's the end of that. But I survived it. You know why?
You're a trooper.
I'm a trooper.
Yeah. You're a battler.
I'm out there battling.
I'm hoping you people were not pronouncing Framber's name wrong on purpose, because that is disrespectful. Oh, my God. Get out of here with your disrespect. Wah. God. My God. Hey, man. Fuck that.
Eat my balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, do it.
Exactly. One of these days, I want everybody to wake up and realize that, oh, you're disrespecting me, is so dumb. It's words, man. It's an attempt at being funny. And if you don't think it's funny, fine.
And you know what?
You know what's disrespectful?
If that's Frambe's biggest concern tonight is how people pronounce his name, then Maybe he's not thinking about the right stuff. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think if Framber pitches well enough, then
from beer, you mean
he won't care. He's not going to care that we called him Valdez. Yeah. Oh my God.
I didn't even know we mispronounced his name.
I don't know.
Okay. I didn't hear it.
I mean, honestly, no. I'm being disrespectful.
Well, you're pretty much always disrespectful, but usually just to me.
Speaking of your Astros, a little breaking news. Michael Brantley to the 10-day IL with a tightness in his right hamstring.
Why didn't they just send him there the other day? Why do we wait so long?
It is retroactive to the 25th.
Oh, okay.
Texter reminding me that he almost died, remember? When he broke his finger.
That's true. That was a dark time. Thoughts and prayers,
oh,
Bubba.
My gosh. Oh, boy.
Yeah, never forget that time he broke his finger and everyone had to think and pray for him. And now look at him. He's made him comeback player of the year.
You know what?
He came back from a life-threatening finger break.
We got to call that the Jesus Award.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly a miracle, isn't it?
I think it is.
For old Frambe.
Frambe is it. I think that's the winner. I think it's Frambe from now on. But you know what? That's okay. Let's be disrespectful.
Honestly, that's one of the big reasons why I don't have any friends, because people are stupid.
Yeah, I
people worry about the wrong things all the time.
You know what? See, here's the problem. Like, if you could tell people that you need to get rid of that pride, do the whole bleep pride. That's pride bleeping with you. Except that was a really negative scene in Pulp Fiction, and so that I think it had the reverse effect. So you can't give anybody the bleep pride speech anymore. Instead, they're disrespected. So, oh well. Hey, now Fred Words can hurt as much as he has whooping the Astros fan got.
Nothing hurts worse than that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was...
How come that guy's not been identified yet?
Yeah, I think we have to shame bell him once we know who he is. I mean, let's be honest. That's Jack Easterby healed Valdez's finger. I could see that.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Oh, you know what? We're missing the point with that. That's like a Jesus spell. It's not him. It's not him shouting out to the fish.
You think he's casting a wizardly spell?
Well, yeah, I think he's casting a healing spell.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because what did
Jesus? You think he cast that healing spell on Frambe Valdez?
I think he did. Because what did Jesus say about fish? It's like you give a man a fish, whatever. Teach a man to fish, he eats for whatever. That's what this is.
I actually think that was Abraham Lincoln that said that.
I think it was Plato initially, but whatever. I mean, might as well get into philosophical stuff today. We haven't done that. I mean,
that's funny right there.
Well, it is. It is.
That's honestly one of my favorite things to do when I'm in the company of strangers is to misquote famous quotes to other people.
Yeah, that's actually,
people be
I
like,
love doing that.
I don't think he said that. I'm like, really? I'm pretty sure I'm right. And then inevitably they'll Google it. And I'll be like, man, I never would have believed that.
Calling my college, I want my money back.
And the thing is, the more famous the quote, the better it is.
That's what makes it the funniest.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
it's like when Jesus said, et tu, Brute, and he knew that he'd been backstabbed, but, and they're like, no, that wasn't Jesus. Like, pretty sure it was. I mean, I wouldn't quote it otherwise. And that's something I got to get back to doing. It's been a while since I did that. Well, it's also been a while since I've been in the company of strangers, but that's something I need to do more often.
Yeah, well, technically you're in the company of strangers when you're on air, so you could definitely quote that stuff.
Yeah. The problem is when I'm on air, people know that I'm a sarcastic a-hole. That's the beauty of meeting strangers who don't know me at all. Like, they're like, is this guy serious? That's what helps me out.
Well, like the great Thomas Jefferson said, let them eat cake.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wasn't it Jesus who said, what doesn't kill
that was actually
makes you
Thomas.
Stranger?
That was his son, Thomas Quincy Jefferson. A lot of people didn't know that.
I thought it was John Quincy Jefferson.
No, John Quincy Adams' son was, or his son was named John Quincy, President John Quincy, but Thomas Jefferson's son was named Thomas Quincy Jefferson.
Where was Hamilton in this?
Adams, the younger son, dropped the Adams and was just John Quincy, President John Quincy.
Yeah.
Hamilton was shot by George Aaron Burr.
No, that's incorrect. He was shot by coward Thomas.
No, but a lot of people didn't know that's who Aaron was named after.
Oh, that is a fact.
Yeah. Because he was a good duelist.
Actually, little known fact, Aaron was actually named after Aaron Brockovich, the famous attorney who saved a town.
Yep.
And it was Aaron's town.
Hmm.
Where do you
and
live?
I actually get to own it once Where I turn live? 50.
Where do you live now?
League City.
League City. It was about the town of League City being saved by Aaron Brockovich. And that's Aaron's middle name, Aaron Brockovich Raybould.
3-4-6 says Jesus Christ once said, "We'll make him an offer he can't refuse."
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a true fact.
Actually, I believe that was the guy that was Mike Ilitch, the guy that started Little Caesar's Pizza. And it was the pizza deal. It was the $5 ready to take out. And then he said, "I'll make them an offer they can't refuse." And people were like, "Oh, $5 for a pizza? All right." That's the deal they took.
Well, but the pizza deal was stolen from Pika Pika.
No, Pizza Pika Pizza. Chew. Pizza Pizza.
Pika Pika.
Yeah. Now I'm confused.
I don't know. I don't know how I had to get a Pokemon reference in there.
I think the Pokemon was the Domino's Pizza. Noid was a Pokemon. You remember him?
I do. I do remember the Noid.
I don't know what he was supposed to be exactly.
Does it make the
He's
shot?
Back.
Is he really?
Yeah, they're using him because they have those new autonomous driving cars.
Oh, I don't
so
like
they
that.
They brought the Noid back to stop the robot car.
I'm not driving. I'm not ordering pizza from a robot car.
Yeah, I know you're against that.
Yep.
I'm against killing American jobs. Way to go, Domino's.
Oh, so the Noid did it. I put it on the Noid. Is Deshaun a pokey man? Now that we
no the women are the they're pokey women.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I was just asking. And you know, if you're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift, all right. If your dad is someone who enjoys really good whiskey, then Four Roses is the way to go. Four Roses Small Batch. And if you go to fourrosesbourbon.com/summer, they've got all kinds of great ideas for what to mix it with. Fresh fruit and pepper, spices, ginger beer. And you can make that perfect summer sipper with dad, a cocktail with a kick. And that's all at fourrosesbourbon.com/summer. And if you're looking for the small batch and you want to try it out, go to your specs. They're in pretty much every specs that I've seen. And they've got lots of different selections, but the small batch is fantastic. And it's a great way to tell your dad, "Hey, dude, I think you're great. And if I didn't think you were great, I'd go get you something cheap. Yeah, I'd go get you something that wasn't any good." Well, Four Roses is not expensive, and it's fantastic. Since 1888, plenty of drink recipes online at fourrosesbourbon.com. Be mellow, be responsible. fourrosesbourbon.com.
You had to bring the kids and so.
You know I ain't come to play, let's get it. I'm snapping off the rip. Yo, say I'm a favorite. Ha. You probably don't want it.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I don't know how we're on this now, Tony in Houston. I thought Jesus said, "I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart."
Again, while this is a fun exercise that we're doing now, it's funny. Yeah. It's way funnier when people don't know that you're kidding.
Yeah.
That's really the joy of it. The real joy of it.
There's going to be smart-ass blitzers going on vacation and doing this in random bars.
They should do that. Everyone should do this all the time. It is really funny. So that, but like I said, my wife does not like when I do this. Yeah, but I think it's funny.
See, now when I do it, I combine it with my Maynard Monroe character from Pasadena, Texas. Usually when I'm in Canada, and it drives her nuts. Especially if we're in a bar where she knows the people and I don't. My name's Maynard Monroe, Pasadena, Texas.
But see, part of the fun for me, and I think that would be funny too, but part of the fun for me is I say it like I'm really well educated and I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, I try to sound as dumb as possible.
Yeah.
Which means I talk like I usually do. So. But
talk like a tick.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't behead him. Just dumb stuff like that. All right, so the good news is we don't have to worry about getting you a rewind thing now. We took care of that.
Yeah.
Are you happy?
I'm thrilled. This has been a fun week of shows.
Overjoyed.
Not that we're going to mention that group you were talking about earlier from Utah, but did you see who made a ridiculous amount of money on the GameStop shorting?
No.
The Church of the Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints.
Good for them.
You know, maybe they don't have to come knock on anybody's door anymore.
And they still will.
Yeah.
It's part of the fun.
But when they bought 46,000 shares and it was valued at $867,000. And then when it blew up, basically they were worth $8,732,000 by the end of the first quarter. So
did they dump it off?
I don't know. It doesn't say. I'm assuming they did. I dumped it for a profit, but it would be still around 7.5 to 8 million today. So they dumped it at the right time.
Good for them.
So I want their accountant.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. A32 says he would do that with his ex-wife, talking about what you're doing. He says, I'm pretty sure it's 32% of the reason we split. I still think it's funny. Well, she's got to have a... She's got to have a sense of humor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's to me, that's number one. If you can't, if you're not going to think something's funny, relationship's not going to last. Remember, women always say they want funny guys.
That's true.
They're lying. They want handsomes. But, you know, do you see that the Joker director is already working on a sequel now?
No.
Are you about that or no?
No, don't do it. I thought that was a good movie. I don't think you need to kill the goose. Like, it was good. Let's just leave it at that. But rarely can Hollywood handle that.
Yeah, well, because it was successful.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
And it's DC.
And they need more stuff to work.
Yeah, and I just think, I don't know where you go with that story.
I don't either.
I thought it ended pretty well. And that's what I wish they would do less of is run with an enclosed story like that. Like to me, I wish they just stopped after one Matrix.
Yeah,
that would have worked. We'd be talking about how good the Matrix is, not how, man, you wonder doing three of those. Ugh.
Easier said than done.
Just stopped at Fast 9,
when you got stuff that makes you money,
yeah,
you're like, oh. Well, look at that. That made me money. Let's try it again. See if we can get more of that money.
Yeah. Well, that's why they keep doing Star Wars crap, and they haven't done anything good in decades on that.
Yep.
So, hey, there's money in it. And then there's still people who will just swallow it whole because it's Star Wars. And none of it's any good. I mean, some of it's okay. Like, I thought Solo was okay.
It was fine.
It was, yeah. I mean, it wasn't something I'd go out of my way to watch again. Now, The Mandalorian was okay, but it also had that damn Baby Yoda in it.
I didn't even watch Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I got Star Wars fatigue. I don't care about Star Wars stuff anymore. They could put out a whole new trilogy, and I don't think I'd watch it. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I kind of, after the first one of this last three, I'm pretty much done. It's just, because it was the same movie as the very first one with Han Solo getting whacked instead of Obi-Wan.
And I don't know. I may be there with superhero movies. Because it took me a long time to even think about watching WandaVision. And then I watched it, and you know what? It wasn't all that good. So, I don't know.
Well, I'm not eating up all of it the way I used to. I kind of feel like it's almost like Endgame was so good and tied the whole thing together so well. It's like, okay, this should kind of be the end of it.
That's it. Yeah, you've done good.
Yeah. I mean, that it'll never work that way. And I know they're going to take it more into a science fiction direction, and it, which is kind of what they were doing there anyway. But, yeah, I'm not going to go and watch. Like, I'll watch the next Ant-Man. I'll watch Doctor Strange. The characters I like, but I ain't got any interest in the damn Black Widow movie.
Yeah.
I had zero interest. And, you know, and I kind of felt like with DC, I thought the Snyder cut was so good that made me want to see them keep going with that. Because I think he could have done sort of the same thing as they did with Endgame.
Yeah.
Eventually. But... And Val's real said, I thought WandaVision was better than Falcon and Winter Soldier. I got about halfway through the first episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier and it just wasn't working.
I watched that too, and yeah. I kind of regret watching it.
Yeah, I never finished it. So.
This is how bad the ending was to Falcon and Winter Soldier. I was like, okay, do we watch the next episode now? And they were like, no, that's it. I was like, oh, that's the whole thing? Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know, yeah, man.
I would watch another Deadpool. Me too. And I'm all in on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Those are the only two that I would actually watch new ones of.
Yeah, those and Ant-Man. I still love Ant-Man.
I like Doctor Strange.
And Doctor Strange.
I'll watch Doctor Strange.
I haven't watched those anyway, and I don't want to put more on my plate.
But only because I think the Guardians are going to be in it. That'd be the only reason I'd be interested in the new Thor movie. Because, I mean, I kind of feel like Thor's story's been told, and I know it's you know, it's supposed to transition, but I mean, I felt like when he evolved into Lebowski Thor, that was kind of badass.
Yeah.
And he just became a drunk. I can respect that. But I don't know that I need to see another Thor movie. And, you know, like, they got the Eternals coming and all this stuff. It's like, I don't know, guys. Maybe you should just keep collecting your billions from what you made, and because I think it goes downhill from here.
Probably.
Kimson says Fred Solo sucked. Rogue One was good. Everybody keeps saying Rogue One was crap.
I liked both of those.
I'll be honest. I don't know which ones I've seen and which ones I haven't.
Is Rogue One the
one with the girl Jedi?
No.
No.
What's the one where the girl goes to the island where Luke Skywalker?
That's the
lives?
First of the trilogy. Yeah.
That's the Force Awakens.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've seen that one.
Rogue One was all about getting the plans to destroy the Death Star. It was how the Death Star was formed and started wiping out places across the galaxy.
Don't remember it. You know what I like?
You know why I don't remember it?
Empire Strikes Back. That's what I like, all right? How about that? How about you? Honestly, the more I think about it, Star Wars should have stopped after Empire Strikes Back. That should have been the end of the story.
Yeah, I'm with you. It was that was one of the few movies where the perceived bad guys won. And I
what
love
a great
that.
Movie.
I love that. And you know what? Now people, that happens all the time. Like, everybody dies in the end. And which I'm totally down with. But yeah, I mean, Rogue One wasn't any good. I'm not saying Solo was good either. I just said it was okay. But this is what happens when you just go and make money, movies to make money.
Yeah.
That's what all these studios are doing now.
I'm done with Star Wars. Star Wars ruined themselves, but they made a lot of money for doing it. So God bless them. But I don't care about Star Wars anymore, and I'll never care again. There's nothing they can do to bring me back to Star Wars. Unless Spider-Man shows up. Yeah. Then, okay.
Yeah, maybe if they start crossing with the...
If Spider-Man shows... I love Spider-Man, so if Spider-Man shows up, I'll watch it.
I've got a story for you on break then about...
Spider-Man versus Star Wars?
Just, it's a long story.
Who would win, Spider-Man or Yoda?
Yoda.
Who would win out of Superman and
what
Yoda?
What if Spider-Man just shot all his webs and webbed him to a tree?
Yoda would create a force shield around himself.
What about Baby Yoda?
Baby Yoda would kill him on accident and not even know he did it.
I think Spider-Man could beat Baby Yoda. Has Baby Yoda not mastered the force yet?
No, but it's also to force? A point of, like, giving a monkey a gun. Like, Yes, it doesn't know exactly how to use it, but at the wrong time, everybody can die.
Well, it's just like episode one, like the origin story of Spider-Man. He doesn't really know how to use it.
Well, what about Superman versus Yoda?
I'm like Superman.
Yeah, Superman beats
Yoda
for sure.
I don't know, though, because we don't know if he gets into the Star Wars universe, if those suns affect him the same way our sun does.
Only...
Because that's where his power comes from.
Yeah.
Only the... Yeah, he does need the yellow sun. Yeah. But there's no red sun.
So Tatooine isn't going to work for him.
I don't know. Does it have a red sun or a yellow sun?
I think
sun?
It has two red suns.
Well, bad news for Superman.
Yeah. How's that for some dorky Star Wars? Be right back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I have no idea how this show got here or why. I don't really care because it's been fun. Brother Bear says he's had enough of Loki. I'm not done with Loki yet. I will give that one a chance just because it looks like it'll be pretty cool. But, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it, but I will watch it. 713-780-3776. So, yeah, somehow we've got into misquoting people. We've got into Star Wars being part of Disney. I don't know how we even got to that. But, Aaron? National Weather Service in League City has issued a flood advisory.
Is it going to rain again this weekend?
Apparently,
it's supposed to rain tomorrow, but it then be sunny, I think, Sunday, Monday.
I thought we were supposed to be done with this rain.
I'm tired of the rain, man.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to get a little bit this afternoon in some areas, and then a little bit tomorrow, but hopefully not much because I'm sick of this bleep.
It rained on me while I was mowing the lawn today.
In the words of one of the great American poets.
Hey, man, that.
No, I'm talking about Melissa Elliott. I can't stand the rain. I can't stand the rain. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want it to rain this weekend. I need to be outside a little bit this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to go to one of my patio bars.
Yeah.
You know. But who was it that I think it was Michael Jackson who sang "And I Wonder, Still I Wonder, Who'll Stop the Rain."
It was Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So, Resi says, future radar shows major storms pushing through around 8 or 9, Fred. Well, I guess I'm staying in tonight. I was kind of planning to anyway. Going to watch a little.
I actually think it was Michael Fogarty.
I think it was Dan Fogarty.
No, it was John, Tom, and Michael Fogarty were in all three in Creedence.
Mm.
But then Michael Jackson did cover it.
Okay. And then Alien Ant Farm then covered the Michael Jackson version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Tina Turner covered Alien Ant Farm's Proud Mary. It's Circle of Life is what it is.
Yeah. Tiffany says, I'm running in the woodlands right now getting rained on. I checked the radar before I started. That's the worst. And you know what really sucks? I got out and got my first training run in the other day. And then, you know, I was going to get back on schedule. And, like, every time where I've got an hour to go out for a run, that's when the rain starts. Like,
well, and thank goodness my truck got fixed real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Because your one day of motorcycle.
I'd be on my motorbike today, and guess what? It would be raining on me.
Ugh.
That would suck.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. So, I mean, Aaron, you could just replay a whole segment of this show for stupid stuff today, I think.
I could replay probably half the show.
Hmm.
But it's already done, so.
IoT, better rain than drought, Travis Herzog. That's a real quote. It's the end of the world. Since I says one thing, AJ doesn't have to worry about is rain when he moves.
That's true. I mean, it rains every once in a while, but never for like more than a day or two in a row.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, they'll get like it'll flood real fast there, but it drains real fast. But you do get some weird weather there sometimes. Yeah. But it's not. I mean, mostly the only,
you know what's not going to hit? A hurricane.
No,
not going to happen.
No hurricanes. You know what's probably not going to happen? Probably not going to have a 3-day freeze that stops the entire state.
Nope. And let's say there is a drought. What's going to happen? My yard made of rocks is going to die. Well, all right.
Yeah. Damn, I'll miss that rock. that red clay was so strong for so long. It just couldn't take it anymore. And you know what? You know what, though? You know what you're going to miss? Humidity.
No.
You're going to miss that.
No, I'm not.
You're going to walk outside.
That's funny because everybody's like, oh, it's so hot there. Like, yeah, we live here. Do you not realize how hot it gets here?
Yeah.
It's hot here.
It's, you know, that whole dry heat thing isn't really just a cliche. Because, I mean, we've been there a lot. And I could be outside and it's 105 there and I'm not dying.
Yeah.
It's 105 here. You sweat the second you walk outside, and your shirt's ruined for the rest of the afternoon. So, Nathan Metcher said humidity is only bad for people with hair. That's true. It's one of the reasons why I had to get it cut, because it was getting.
I mean, I don't
hard
like,
to handle.
I don't like humidity, and
oh, you're gonna miss the humidity. You're gonna miss the constant rainstorms. You're gonna miss the threat of hurricanes. You're gonna miss the power grid going out. I mean, those are things that it's going to be hard for you to live without. And so he says, I don't sweat in Vegas. As soon as I hit IAH, I'm drenched. Yeah.
I mean, I don't have hair, and I don't like.
And Rezzy says, last time he was in Vegas, it was 116. Sorry, Fred, but that was, 116's getting stupid. That's,
yeah.
Yeah, but 105, 106 is not that bad there.
Lamont says, your future trips to Vegas, Fred, will you stay with AJ or in a hotel? Okay. No one goes to Vegas and wants to stay at their buddy's house. Like, you're going there to stay in a hotel. Like,
you're
going there to go to the casinos and stuff.
And I have like four friends living out there, and I've never stepped foot in any one of their houses.
No, that'd be weird.
Yeah.
I mean, poor people do, like me.
But I mean, if you're going to Vegas, like, think about what are you going to Vegas to do?
Prostitutes.
Gamble, probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My house doesn't have a casino downstairs.
Yeah, but it's not that far, right?
Like, you can get a room at Sunset Station for like $40 a night, literally. And it's a decent room. I mean, it's not a crap hole. Or you could stay in Old Vegas for like $40 a night, and then you walk downstairs and there's a casino. Even poor people, you can play $5 blackjack all night there. Like, no one wants, if you go stay at someone's house in Vegas, you're not living, you're not soaking in Vegas.
You know what? You're going to spend as much in Ubers to get down to the casinos as you would in a hotel room. And by the way, right now, you could stay at almost any of the Caesars properties for $25 a night.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I get comps at Golden Nugget, so I could probably stay
there too. Oh, yeah. What a poor you are.
Oh, what a poor.
What about poor people?
What about poor people like me? Oh, but I'm going to go get my comp and go.
But there's a reason I haven't gone to Vegas. It's because I can only afford to play the maybe $100 every 2 months at the Golden Nugget, where they go, hey, come back here and give me money, please.
I think that's what's happening here is, like, my salary, they're just giving directly to Aaron when I leave.
Mm.
So I get to eat more than grilled cheese?
Yeah.
Nice.
At least it's not just regular cheese sandwiches. Like a grilled cheese sandwich sounds good. A grilled
cheese sandwich is good.
A regular cheese sandwich? I don't know how that even became a sandwich. Like just bread and cheese? Oh, what are you going to do? Throw some mayonnaise on it and make it a real sandwich? Cheese sandwiches is the dumbest thing ever. My parents tried to sell me on cheese sandwiches when I was a kid. I was like, I'm not eating that cheese sandwich. Or give me some salami.
Salami, is that a Deshaun Watson reference?
No, that's salami is a lunch meat.
Okay, I'm sure that's what he told those masseuses. All right. Oh, gosh. I have to stop, and that's why I need to go to new breaks, because they're going to help me stop, at least in my vehicle. And, guys, I got a tweet from Steven the other day. Using new brakes for the first time after hearing you talk about them. I'll never get brakes done by anyone else. Super convenient, easy to deal with, and pricing was upfront and fair. And that is what you get with new brakes. And that's NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off of your service. The best part about new brakes, they come to you. So if you are at home, if you're at your office, and you want them to come fix your brakes there, they will do it. They're convenient, 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. And why go sit in a shop or a dealership right now and wait for 2 hours while they fix your parts and then fix your brakes and they find something else wrong? That's not what happens with new brakes. You're going to get a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And you reach out on the website, NUBRAKES.com. Make sure you mention ESPN to get that 10% off your service. They're going to get right back to you with a transparent, surprise-free repair quote. And that's all at NewBrakes.com. And I'm telling you, everyone who uses them raves about them. They're fast, they're convenient, they're fair, and they do a great job. NewBrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN for 10% off.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'm pretty sure we shouldn't start saying sports and Nazis.
No.
Probably not a good idea, huh? And people might get the wrong idea.
Out on that.
And if you just tuned in, you probably just did get the wrong idea because you missed the whole segment. Sorry. All right, let's get a little stupid stuff in.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week. And you'd only have to cover half the court.
But the problem is, both my shoulders are so shot trying to serve the ball.
As long as you go
like 8 miles an hour.
As long as you grunt when you do it, it goes faster.
And then it goes.
Every time you hit it, it's like a little.
It looks like a Correa pop up, you know? It's like. But there was a time I was good at a lot of things, AJ, and then.
Like sex.
Mm-hmm.
No, you were never that good at that.
No, not really.
Sucks, man.
That's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons I chose them.
I stole your thunder, Mr. Hoffman. I stole your thunder. How about that?
That was pretty impressive.
I have one of those a year.
I don't know
what it was. Yeah,
that was from the heart, man.
Yeah, that's how much I love you guys.
You really got into that one.
I like that old school Spider-Man song, too.
Yeah, that's the one I grew up with watching. I used to know every word to that at one point.
And it was black and white, right?
It's not black and white. Stop.
That was the Little Rascals.
It came on right after
the
Andy Griffith show.
Andy Griffith, also black and white.
But not Spider-Man.
No, Spider-Man was a cartoon.
Oh.
And cartoons were always kind of...
I thought colors weren't even invented when you were a kid. Huh?
Stop. I hate to break it to you. There were colors there, okay? There was sunlight. There was a moon. There was a sky. You know, it just so happened.
The moon predates you?
Well, there's
around the same time. There's a gray area.
There's some debate.
Okay. There's a gray area. Or we can just play golf.
Are you a golfer?
I'm a terrible golfer.
Well, let's do it. I play golf too.
I would not be a good Jeopardy host. I'm looking for the Price is Right gig, all right? Maybe Family Feud.
Are you going to tongue kiss those
Yes,
chicks?
Everybody. Guys and girls. It's going to be really awkward for everyone.
I bet.
And if a guy tries to like push me away, I'll be like, what are you, homophobic? And then he'll be the bad guy.
Okay. I like it. I think the ratings would be good for that.
Yeah. Because no one will hashtag me too me when I'm doing it with guys and girls.
Yeah. And the Dodgers and their fans just kind of took over this whole place last night. That was depressing. But hey, maybe there's some good news. Let's do it. It's a Wednesday. What are the odds Wednesday, right? What day is it? It's Wednesday on the Blitz. I think they're taking shots every time you say Bubba. So everybody in the first hour now, I think everybody's feeling pretty good.
Have I said it a lot?
Number three.
Huh.
Yeah, that's your Bubba count. Is it three?
Well, welcome to Thunderdome, Bubba.
Oh. See, now you're just going to do it on purpose so they get drunk and all die on us. We don't want them dying off.
Not my
just
problem anymore.
Just because you're abandoning
them. Not my problem anymore. If Deshaun misses a whole year due to suspension and then he comes out and balls out, would he be the comeback player of the year?
It depends on if he's got the towel on or not.
Comeback player of the year?
Balls out, what I was going with.
How dare you?
Guys are all nasty today with each other.
What the hell? Eat my balls, Largo. How about that? Eat my balls.
Well, with what sides?
Yeah, with like some beans, some pinto beans, and maybe some potato salad, and a little side of balls. That's what you can have, Largo.
Another Bigfoot sighting in Ohio. I think the Bigfoots are starting to...
I think those are just women from Ohio. It's not... let's slow down. That's really rude to call a woman Bigfoot just because she's bigger than you.
The first 1,500 fans get a Boys of Summer poster. It's also Sunday Funday.
So young boys?
It just says Boys of Summer. Oh. It's also Sunday Funday, so kids get to... Are we supposed to turn in this read?
Sorry, I'll shut up.
All right, we're going to start over on this. Just be straight with it, okay?
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. God, you're going to miss that, Fred. You are going to miss that.
Maybe.
You're going to miss people messing up your live reads. Your next co-host will probably be like a professional broadcaster.
I don't want that.
Well,
yeah, I would just say professional broadcasters need not apply.
But can you also remember the time where me doing this kind of stuff was really annoying and obnoxious to you because you weren't used to it yet?
You mean yesterday? Not really. Not really. I've never found it that annoying and obnoxious.
I think Dave Tepper he has some moments where he remembers you being pretty frustrated with me because I wasn't as professional as you.
You know, I think you guys have always overstated that quite a bit, both of you.
All right.
Even when you were telling stories to other people about, oh, we hated each other at first. That was
I don't think we ever hated each other.
But you've told people that.
No, I said we had times where we were frustrated working with each other.
Like 2 days. It was like the first 2 days of the show, and then we had a beer and we worked it out.
Well, also, I was pretty frustrated with you the time I thought you were drunk on air, but then you had a stroke instead. But I was pretty frustrated with you that day because I thought you were drunk.
No, I've been drunk. I mean, that's
right. But I mean, this was, you were so incoherent that I was like, usually if you're that drunk, you don't do the show. You're like, oh, I got calling sick or something.
Yeah.
But that day you sounded like really wasted. But then I was like, oh, well, if it was a stroke, I can't really be mad at him.
Well, I'm not going to go through the whole list of the 400 shows that you annoyed me, but that's okay. All right. So it's going to wrap it up. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ.
Thank you.
Patrick Creighton up next. Little late hit.
The Knicks are playing. The Knicks. Trae Young going to beat the Knicks. Please.
Until Tuesday, stay sporty, bitches.
My balls.
If you can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show, we've got just the thing for you. And it's not f***ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN 97.5.
Say what?